Sometimes the breakthrough only comes when you finally let go. I was listening to Jason Riles and Matty Johns talk about that exact moment, when the pressure lifts and suddenly performance flows. Riles shared how he'd been told he was moving on from the Dragons, and actually that helped him relax and play his best football. The pressure valve released and everything clicked. In this episode, I'm unpacking what that means for all of us in sport, business, and life. You'll learn how to remove the pressure and detach from the outcome by focusing on what you can control, creating certainty in your process, bringing purpose to what you do, and staying flexible when plans change. Because when you stop forcing the result, that's when your best performance shows up. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Have you ever noticed how you can push so hard for a certain outcome, and then it's almost like the moment you go, I'm giving up on that, that everything starts to unfold? There is a lot to be said for when you release the pressure valve in any situation, that you increase your performance. The art of detaching from the outcome. And now, it's easy to say, not always easy to do. I was listening to a podcast today. It was Jason Riles talking to Matt and Cooper Johns. And one particular story, they were talking about Riles was getting, he knew he was getting moved on at the end of the year when he was at the Dragons. And he just said, if I know I'm moving on, I'm just going to make sure I go out playing the absolute best that he could. And he got player of the year. And Matty went on to talk about how it's amazing, isn't it? Like you remove the pressure, and the pressure often that you put on yourself, he said, just goes to show is that, I said, when you're being moved on, almost the pressure alleviates. And Riles, he's like, yeah, massively. And then Matty's like, it just goes to show in football. I mean, you remove the pressure, which a lot of times is that you apply that to yourself, how much easier it is and how much better performance. And it really, that really resonated with me, because everything I've learned about performance, it's everything I've learned about outcomes and how much we can get caught in worrying so much about where we're heading and the result and how we're going to get there and all those sorts of things, that we lose track of just coming back to presence and just knowing that the outcome will be the outcome. Sometimes that's so much easier to say, but it's also can be challenging to actually do. So how do you actually have that focus of detaching from the outcome? Well, one of the ways is to get control of what you know that you will have an outcome for. So create certainty of where there's uncertainties to a certain degree. So when you can create outcomes that you know you can absolutely tick off no matter what, then that gives you an increase in detaching from some bigger outcome, but also just getting you back on track. But one of the bigger ways is tapping into that sense of purpose. If you look at what he was talking about there, Riles was saying he was getting moved on, pressure alleviates. The purpose is, well, he knows that he's got to give himself the best opportunity, like he talked about it being a team-first mentality, to say, well, I'm going to do the best for the team no matter what. So there's a sense of purpose there. He's going to the greater good beyond just him. He's going to make sure he's putting absolutely everything in for the team. I imagine there would have been an element making sure that he's going to get an opportunity somewhere else. So again, that's a purpose that's beyond him. That's why people often in sport, when they're getting older, or even sometimes younger when they're Reece Walsh, when they have a purpose beyond them with children, then they're not, the sport stops becoming the be-all and end-all. It was definitely something that I noticed when we had children. It was like how much it was like, well, I'm going to go here, I'm going to give my absolute best. Also, now it's just a game of football. compared to this other amazing thing that I've got going on in my life. And that's, I've heard that countless times. So it's often why these older players think, I'm sure you've thought of this too if you've played any sport, and when you get older and you're suddenly working it out in your head, God, man, I wish I'd known these things. I wish I could have operated this way when I was younger, when I had the speed and the more ability and more of the strength and all those different things. Again, look at Reese Walsh. He's got a young girl, his daughter, he obviously loves and cares for so deeply, and his life revolves around her, and he still wants to win his football, but he knows it's not the most important thing in his life. So yes, children can be a great part of purpose, but it's not always about saying, well, that's going to be my purpose. There are other elements to it. So it's looking beyond who you are. So then you can go, well, this is why I'm doing it. You know why. And then we build in a process of certainty that I can follow this and the outcome will be the outcome, because sometimes in life, like in sport, no matter how well you do, you don't always get the result you want, because it just doesn't work that way. Sometimes the result might take longer, or sometimes you realize you're actually heading down the wrong path altogether. So when you come in with a why, with a purpose, well, why am I doing this? Not just self-serving, but beyond you. What's the greater purpose? How is this going to benefit other people in my life? How is this going to help at a bigger scale? What have I got? Like, what are my reasons? Well, Les Brown used to talk about, you need to have 5 reasons that are more powerful than your fear. So what are your reasons that are going to help you get past the fear? Talk about an example. He didn't have any fear. He knew he was getting moved on anyway. Just go out there and play 100 miles an hour. Family element, absolutely. Contribution element, that's a great place to find purpose. How are you giving back? Like a legacy element, like what I want to be known for, remembered for, like what? I'm back to a story I've told many times, sitting there at my dad's funeral, hearing all these amazing things that he's done and the life that he's lived and the people that he's helped. I'm like, what have I done? Quite confronting exercise to take, but it's a powerful one. And then there's something like a greater cause of like how you can be not just giving back like from a contribution, but like what can you do that's going to actually change the way people think or live or for the better? And that might just be purely based on something like a past client messaged me the other day, just thanking me for the changes in his life, and he said he's now dedicated to just making, like, helping people every single day. Like, he's found purpose through that. Amazing. And it's clearly inspired him, because it inspired him to reach out and send me a message. So always find your why. And then that art of detaching from the outcome, like I said, build as much certainty in what you know will actually be able to be achievable. What is in your control? Will I be able to put in the most amount of effort? Will I be able to follow the process, follow the instructions I've set? Will I be also flexible to know that sport and life is going to throw things at me where I need to be able to adjust? Certain that I'm going to do that. Can you build some certainty around how you're going to be stronger mentally, emotionally, physically? Maybe some of those things that you need to train more. Is there certainty around the steps that you're going to take in preparation, afterwards, review? And then the next level beyond that is to be able to not have that emotional connection to whatever the outcome you're looking for is, so that you can literally, if the outcome doesn't turn out how you want, it's not going to knock you for 6. You can actually just carry on and keep working to the next thing. And that takes some deeper work, and that's where you need to go into that inner program that I've talked about, the software of the mind, the stories you tell yourself and recalibrate and reprogram. And that takes courage to face, but it was always worth it. I've never met anyone that has gone down that path and then regretted it, because then they realize that they're capable of so much more. They have better consistency. They lose that sense of inadequacy that often shows up when they're feeling like they've got something wrong or they're floundering. And it sets them on a path to, it's like an exponential curve of performance to outcomes well beyond what they used to beat themselves up about. So take your pick of where you want to start. Start easy with getting that certainty, build in process, and then when you're ready, find someone that's going to be able to help you with that programming to rewire your thinking and change the full future trajectory of your life. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.